This is the minor scale audio file for the material on page 19 in Fundamentals of Music and Directing Songs. I don't recommend that anyone try to tackle minor scales until they have a good handle on the major scales that we've already been dealing with in the book and in these audio files. You may remember that we pointed out two locations in the major scale where the voice only moves one half step. In the major scale, those locations are always between mi and fa, and then ti and do. The harmonic minor scale, and I would say that there is more than one, there are actually four minor scales, but we use the harmonic minor scale in our books. The locations of those half steps are in different places. If you look at the top of page 21, you will see that they move from between re and mi, and then so and la, and then you have ti and do. Now, the interesting thing here is that now we have three half steps, and that seems to leave an extra half step over. Well, we have a movement of a step and a half in there as well. And so we have one step, then a half step, then two one-step movements, then a half step, a step and a half, and a half step. So the minor scale is very, very different from the major scale. And it's important that you realize that that is the case. Now, by moving these half-step intervals to another location and adding a half-step interval and then also adding in a step and a half, the mood of the music is drastically changed. Let's get a feel for this change by listening to the major and minor scales shown on page 19. And in the middle of the page, you will see the chords for G and E minor. And I've noted there the root of the triad. The root of the triad is going to always sit on the actual key. So the key of G, the root sits on G. The key of E minor, the root sits on E. Now, you'll notice here that the root of the key of G is do. When we move to minor keys, however, the root is no longer do. The root becomes la. And so now, instead of singing do mi so, we sing la do mi. To change an E chord, an E major chord, to an E minor chord, we take the center note, the do, and we move it down one half step. You'll see this illustrated in the middle of page 21, changing an E chord to an E minor. The sound of this, of course, becomes very much different. And so let's talk about that E minor for just a moment. We have the key of E minor, and you'll notice in the scale given up above the triad illustration, in that key of E minor, you'll notice that we begin on E, but we have a la. La. La, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, ti, la. Singing it in A, which is a little closer to my comfort zone. No, down an octave. La, ti, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do, ti, la.